Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now, but leave me a message. You're listening to AMS Unfiltered.
What is up, you guys? Welcome to my podcast. I am so excited to finally be sharing this with you guys. I can't believe that people are actually going to be listening to this on their ride to work or before bed or while they get ready in the morning. I just can't even imagine that there are actually going to be people on the other side of this listening to it. So thank you for checking this out. If you did not know, my name is Amber, aka AMS. That is my nickname. And this is my podcast, AMS Unfiltered. Welcome. This is just going to be a place where I can be a little bit more unfiltered than I am in my YouTube videos. If you did not know, I make YouTube videos and I kind of wanted to just take that one step further and get a little bit more personal than I feel like I can get on there, and a little more unfiltered, if you will. I plan on eventually having some guests down the line, but I figured for the first episode, it'll kind of be like a little get to know me slash how this podcast even came about. As I mentioned, I do make YouTube videos, and mostly on there I do vlogs, I do unboxings of like any sort of product, just any sort of lifestyle video, anything relating to my life, that is what I film. Ever since I was little, I have been obsessed with cameras. I have been obsessed with filming things. Growing up, both of my grandfathers on both sides, like my mom's dad and my dad's dad, always recorded stuff. My grandfather on my mom's side, I actually lived with when I was little. I lived with both my grandparents because my parents had me young. My grandfather, my papa, was always recording stuff. He always had a camera, always recording. And then as I got older, we would watch those home videos together and it was so special. I just wanted that forever. I wanted to record stuff forever and I wanted to have it to look back on. And also, I feel like I just have the worst memory. If you know me, you know that I have such a terrible memory. So it is important to me to have all of this stuff on film so that I can look back on it and reminisce. Then on the other side, on my dad's side, my grampy, we always went on Disney vacations together with my dad's side of the family. And every time we went on Disney vacation, my grandfather had a camera, he was recording. It's just so fun. You always have those memories forever. You record the best moments. Sometimes there's things that you don't even remember happened until you go and watch it back. So then from there, YouTube became a part of my life probably in like 2008 and 2009. I started making Disney vlogs. Whenever I would go to Disney, I would record. That was like the main thing that got any sort of views on YouTube. I actually still have those videos up on my old YouTube channel that I created in 2008. Pretty sure it was 2008. Those videos got like tens of thousands of views, which was pretty cool. I was so pumped when I was a kid and I logged back on and saw all of those views and comments. I was like, hell yes, this is so awesome. This is my dream. But I was young and so I would go through phases where I would upload videos where I wouldn't, and it never stuck. Nothing ever stuck, and it was very frustrating. So I would say probably around when I entered high school is when I gave up on YouTube. I was like, you know what? I'm done trying. I give up. I don't want anyone in school to know about it anyway, but I did still have that passion for, you know, videography and for film. So when high school did come around, every year you would sit down with your guidance counselor and they would ask you, you know, what do you want to do with your life? And do you want to go to college? What do you want to go to school for? What classes do you want to take? They basically were just your advisor for, you know, high school, and you had them for all 4 years. And when I sat down my freshman year with my advisor, she asked me, what do you want to do? You know, where do you want to go to school? What do you want to do? And I had said, I want to be in the film industry. I want to be behind the camera. I want to be making movies, directing, producing, mostly filming. I want to be behind the scenes with, you know, the equipment. Like, that is what I want to do. She looked at me and was like, you know, you're really going to have to pick something a little bit more realistic than that. And basically painted me a picture of, you know, that this was so impossible and that I could never make this happen. You know what I mean? She's like, you need to go to college and you need to pick a career and you need to, you know, do X, Y, and Z. And I was like, that is just not what I wanted to hear. So of course, as I mentioned, I was already like, I'm giving up on YouTube. So then at this point, I was like, I'm just giving up on all of it. It's impossible. Which, please, spoiler alert, obviously I didn't give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever listen to anyone if they tell you that. But at the time, I did give up, and I gave up YouTube and anything having to do or pertain with movie making until after high school. So since I didn't end up going the route of movie making in high school and pursuing my dream for film, I did, however, find another thing that I was so passionate about, and that was business. I was taking a program called DECA in school, and it was a business program. I don't know if your school had DECA. If it did, shout out to you. DECA was amazing. It was one of the best times of my life. It's one of my happiest memories from high school. So after taking that program for so many years and kind of having it shape me into a businesswoman, so to speak, I then decided that I was going to go on to college and pursue a business degree. And in the back of my mind, there always was that thought of, should I go and just like risk it all and get back on YouTube? Should I go and move to California and make movies? Like, all of it crossed my mind. All of it did. But I was like, I'm going to give college a chance. It meant a lot to my parents for me to go to college and I think kind of find success, because I think, I don't know, this is a whole other story for another day, but I mean, they struggled a lot when me and my sisters were growing up. And I think that maybe they wanted me to go to college and become successful so that I wouldn't have to kind of make the same mistakes they did young. I don't know, that probably was part of the reason. Long story short, it meant a lot to my parents that I went to college. So I did. I went for 2 years. I was so close to getting an associate's degree. For college, I had got a laptop, a MacBook specifically, and I claimed it was, you know, for college, which it was. I took online classes. I used that MacBook to do my homework. Trust me, it got used for school. But secretly, I had always wanted iMovie and to start editing on iMovie, because growing up, I always had, you know, Windows. I never had Mac or Apple or whatever. So I never had any of those cool editing softwares. And I was like, this could be big for me. This could be huge for my content. So wouldn't you know it, I was flunking out of school. I started just saying, you know what, I'm going to start making YouTube videos. Who cares? I don't even see half the people from high school anymore. I don't talk to half the people from high school. I don't care if they ever see, let them make fun of me. Like, I don't know, something just flipped in my brain. And I was like, why do I care what people think? I want to be happy. I was sick of living a life that I was not loving. So I started posting YouTube videos again, getting all of those creative juices flowing again. Felt so good. And I don't know, I just knew it was the right choice. So dropping out of school was really hard. My parents were definitely very disappointed in me for a while. And I'm sure the rest of my family probably was too. So fast forward, I actually ended up moving out with a boyfriend. At the time, it was probably one of the best things that had ever happened to me, because he was a great guy, taught me so much. I had a great time, you know, living on my own. And it was definitely a big thank you next moment, if you will. Where are my Ari fans at? Thank you next. Thank you so much for all the memories, but definitely on to the next one. And also, I was able to pursue my YouTube career. I ended up leaving my job that I was at. It was a full-time job where I made good money. Sacrificed that good money because I wanted to pursue my dreams. I ended up moving into the restaurant industry from retail, which was a huge jump. I had never worked in the restaurant industry before in my life, but being a server slash waitress slash now bartender, I made such good money, you know, in such a short period of time, and it helped me pursue my YouTube dreams. That's also around the time when I got a huge surplus in following, because I started opening up more about my whole love for Ariana Grande, which this is so weird. I've always been an Ariana fan ever since around like 2009, I think it was, or maybe 2010. I cannot remember. But she used to upload YouTube covers before she was even on Victorious. I think she had red hair, so they probably were filming Victorious, but I don't think it had come out yet. But she uploaded covers around that time, and I remember there was like a Love the Way You Lie cover, just so many iconic songs at the time, and I was obsessed. I was like, I freaking love this girl's voice. Like, something about it just speaks to me. I love it. So ever since, I kind of was an Ariana Grande fan. And I won't lie, around the My Everything, Yours Truly, like the early eras, I know I just said those out of order, the Yours Truly and My Everything eras, I didn't really relate to the most. They were very like girly, and at that time in my life, I don't think I was very girly. I was trying to be, but I also wasn't very secure with myself and all of that. That's a whole story for another day. YouTube has truly helped me find myself, guys. But once Dangerous Woman came out, once Ariana released Dangerous Woman, it was over for me. I was going through a rough time at that point, and that song just spoke to me. So I started slowly incorporating her into my YouTube channel probably between the years of like 2016 and 2018. Once I started doing these Ariana videos or any Ariana Grande content, I started finding so many other people who also loved her. Just so many people in her fandom, so many people that just wanted to watch my videos and, you know, talk about her music or talk about whatever, sometimes not even pertaining to her. I made friends that now I barely even talk about Ariana to them, even though we met through being hardcore Ariana Grande fans. It just, I don't know, I've just made so many special relationships. And if anybody is listening who I met through Twitter, when I was on Twitter, before I was even like making YouTube videos the way I do now, the people who I still have friendships with to this day, just shout out to you. I love you all so much. You're so special to me. You know who you are. See, this is the thing about podcasting. I'm going to lose my train of thought so much, and you guys are going to learn how scatterbrained I am. We're really getting personal here. And this episode isn't even unfiltered. Like I said, this is just the intro. We're talking here. We're getting to know early AMs. Point of the story is I started getting a lot more followers around this time. I was getting more steady people that were watching. It wasn't a huge amount, but it was steady. And that was all I cared about, was consistency. I kept seeing the same people return, which was huge for me. And still to this day, there are people who return years and years later. Shout out to you. I love you so much. Thank you. So yeah, I started opening up and becoming a real Ariana Grande enthusiast. I then went on to meet Ari. Towards the end of 2018, she released Thank You Next, which, can I just say, this bitch is always coming through when I need her. Thank You Next came out at a time where, I just mentioned, this boyfriend was a Thank You Next moment. Loved him, cared about him, but I just was not meant to be in that moment anymore. Like, I was needing to move on to something different in my life. I was ready. You can just tell when you're ready to level up in life and when you're ready for that next step. And I was ready. I knew I was ready. So whatever, point of the story is I was ending that relationship. My life was about to change. I was about to move back home, which made me feel like a failure. I'm like, hi, I dropped out of college. Then I moved out. Now I'm moving back home. Like, love you, mom and dad. Not that my parents were mad at all. They were so happy to have me home. My sisters were so happy to have me home, which meant so much. I'm so close with my sisters, and being back home with them was the best feeling ever. So it was a good feeling. And again, Ari was right there to kind of like keep me sane. Her music was keeping me sane and gave me a reason to live. Not to be dramatic, I was very depressed, I will not lie to you. So she released Thank You Next right after she had just released a whole album. She literally released an album like months prior to this and then went through a big breakup. Mac Miller had passed away. It was just a lot. So she had released a new album. First, obviously, the single Thank You Next, and then the album that followed. I just loved this album so much. I had never connected to something so much in my life, musically or otherwise. And Ariana then decided, after saying she was not going to tour, she decided she was going to tour. And I was like, you know what? This is my chance. I am working so hard and my life is just all over the place and upside down. Sweetener reference. I want to meet her on this tour. I don't care. I don't care what it takes. I'm going to meet her. So of course, the tour dates had come out and I don't think I had decided I was going to meet her yet. Like, I just bought normal tickets. And then she released a second set of dates with meet and greets. And something in me, I cannot tell you guys, like, I all of a sudden in 2019 became the most spontaneous bitch to ever exist. This was, of course, at the end of 2018, I'm pretty sure still. She released tour tickets and I logged on and saw that she had a meet and greet for Miami, the one that was in Boston, which is where I see concerts. I had a wedding that day for my best friends and I could not miss this wedding. It was out of state. So I'm like, what else can I do? And I saw that Miami was an option. And I was like, I guess I am meeting her in Miami. And when you buy meet and greet tickets for Ariana or I imagine any other celebrity, you have like 60 seconds to get that shit in your cart and memorize that damn credit card number and get yourself cashed out, because that sells out in minutes. It was one of the most insane, like, adrenaline rush feelings I've ever had. Spoiler alert, I ended up getting the meet and greet and I was like, holy crap, I can't believe I just spent $1,200 to go meet Ariana Grande in a different state. I live in Massachusetts. That was in Miami, Florida. That's a plane ride away. I just had never done something so spontaneous. And in my mind, I'm like, my parents are going to kill me. At this point, I kind of didn't need to ask for permission, obviously, but you know how it is when your parents are still like, oh, okay, you're gonna do this? Like, all right. But I don't know. I just knew that it was right. I knew I had to meet her. I connected so much to this album. So I ended up going to meet Ariana Grande in Miami in 2019. And that is going to be a story for a whole own podcast episode. I'm going to tell you guys the whole meet and greet story in case you have not seen it on my YouTube channel, or in case you want to hear it again. I would gladly tell it again. So we'll reminisce on that on another day. But the point of the story is that video was one of my most viewed videos. I think it has like 250K views right now. And it ended up being one of the best days of my life. I met so many people on that trip. I went with my best friend, Ryan. I love you, Ryan, if you're listening to this. He came with me. We had never met. We had only met on Twitter, and obviously we FaceTimed. I knew he was real. Don't worry, guys. But me and Ryan had never met, and we were like, let's just both meet up in Miami, and, you know, we'll go to the concert together. And we both had gotten pit seats to see Ariana. Then she was playing back-to-back nights, so then the next night was when I had the meet and greet. And Ryan still bought a nosebleed seat to come to that concert with me, just to go with me, so I didn't have to go alone. He is a real one. That just ended up being a life-changing moment for me. I am still so grateful for that experience, and it was one of the best of my life. And then that kind of leads us to now, because after 2019, I think I had gone to like 5 or 6 shows on her tour, documented almost all of them, obviously met her, like I said, and just those videos ended up doing so well and brought me so many more friends and followers, and I just could not be more thankful for that, because it's something that I genuinely love, and it's something that I get to connect with other people on, which is the reason I do YouTube or anything pertaining to the internet and social media. I do it to connect with people. And it's just so rewarding that I've been able to connect with so many people through that. So then of course 2020 comes along and I had so many plans. I literally had so many plans to travel, concerts, trips, so many things that I had planned on doing. And it started off great. I went to New York City with Timmy at the beginning of 2020 and it was the most fun I've ever had. Now I'm obsessed with New York City, thanks to Timmy, and we've gone several times together. And then the pandemic hit. COVID-19 broke out. It just obviously ruined everybody's time. It was such a terrible, tragic year for many reasons, not even just that. Like, obviously, COVID affected everybody, some way more than others. It just ended up being such a hard year, and I could not do anything I had planned, and I had to kind of come up with content just out of my house, as did every other creator. And it was very tough, and I'm not gonna lie, I thought about giving up so many times, but here we are. I decided to add a podcast onto the smorgasbord of things I have going on. So yeah, that's pretty much how I got here. I mean, other than a lot of other things that happened in my life that got me here. But that's my YouTube journey, I think. I don't really think I left much out, and we'll obviously continue to talk about all kinds of things on this podcast from here on out. I definitely plan on giving you guys tips if you want to be a YouTuber or do any sort of social media like that. I promise you we will have an episode all about that. I also plan on having an episode entirely dedicated to talking about my merch business. If you did not know, I actually sell merch. I sell comfy sweatshirts. Go check them out, merchbyamber.com. You will not regret it. I'm going to be having some Black Friday sales on my website, so go check it out. And we will be having AMS Unfiltered merch. I am at a little bit of a struggle here. I still order my merch from a wholesaler who basically prints it for me and sends it to me in bulk, and then I send it out from there. But my new investment is going to be a screen printing machine so that I can screen print my own merch on demand, send it out, less waste, less cost. I can charge less or be able to invest more money in something else, which would be amazing. So point being, the company I usually order from is sold out of like everything. Everywhere is having a shortage of everything. I definitely plan on having AMS Unfiltered merch, so stay tuned for that. I just have so many plans, and I'm so thankful that you guys are always so patient with me. And if you're new, if you're someone who hasn't been following me for a while, thank you for listening, and thank you for being here. I'm glad you're here. And I think that's going to be it for this episode. I am a one-woman show right now. I don't have a host, and I'm fine with that. I know it's untraditional for people to do solo podcasts. It's sometimes hard to keep people listening when it's just you. Having a dynamic of, you know, two people, or having even more than that if you're having guests, that's nice. And it's nice hearing a conversation sometimes. But you know what, guys? I don't mind talking to myself. And if it will entertain at least one person, I will talk to myself all day long. So make sure you are following me on social media. All of my social medias are Amber J. Greaves or AMS Unfiltered Podcast. Go follow me on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, anything you want. And make sure to follow my podcast. You can stream it anywhere that you stream podcasts. I'm going to be having more interactive episodes, so definitely make sure you're following me. I'm going to have Ask Ams, where you guys can ask questions. Remember, it's unfiltered. Anything you want to know, I will gladly tell you. And if I don't know the answer, I will phone a friend and we will figure it out for you. And I just want to do some fun segments on every episode. I'm not going to lie, I didn't really figure out a fun segment for today, but I promise from here on out, we'll do something fun at the end of every episode. I just look forward to all that is to come, and I hope you enjoyed. Leave me feedback on what you thought about the podcast anywhere that you want, anywhere you can find a place to give me feedback. Please do. I would love to hear it. And that is it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.